T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. We're coming up on 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, November 1st. Details coming up about the terror attack yesterday in New York City.
A Wichita man has been ordered to repay the government for his court-appointed attorney. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Today, we'll see a break in cloud cover and a nice warm-up across Wichita. Our forecast is on the way.
The president of Uzbekistan sending his condolences to U.S. President Donald Trump and offering his country's assistance in investigating yesterday's attack in New York City by an Uzbek national. 8 people were killed when a truck plowed down a riverfront bike path near the World Trade Center site. Uzbekistan borders Afghanistan. It's one of the most closed-off post-Soviet republics. Previously, Uzbekistan officially never commented nor acknowledged any security incidents abroad involving Uzbek nationals. Investigators releasing more info about what they found at the scene of the terror attack.
Fox News has now confirmed earlier reports that police found in and around the vehicle, which the suspect had driven, that rented Home Depot truck, notes written in Arabic pledging allegiance to ISIS. I'm told one note in the vehicle and another appears to have fallen out in a black leather bag that fell out as he exited the vehicle after it crashed into a school bus. Fox News has also learned out of that bag fell a hunting knife in a black leather sheath with a belt clip attached to it, a knife he apparently did not use as he was flailing his arms in the streets of Lower Manhattan, waving 2 fake guns, shouting Allahu Akbar.
That suspect was shot and critically wounded by police shortly after. That was a Fox's Shepard Smith with that report from New York City. The fire department on the scene overnight of a 2-alarm fire at a strip mall in northeast Wichita, affecting Petra Restaurant. That call came in about 2:20 in the morning today, northwest of 21st and Woodlawn. Crews on the scene telling KSN News that they found part of the structure fully involved in smoke and flames. KSN News spoke with Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow.
We operated in an offensive mode until discovered that up on the roof there is an HVAC system and flames were emitting from the roof line. So we have moved then to a defensive mode.
Firefighters say the fire began in the restaurant. It's been described now as a total loss. A few other shops in the building do have damage as well. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a suspect. On Monday morning, a passerby found a woman lying next to the road near the train tracks along South Meridian, south of Hayesville. The woman identified as 40-year-old Tamsin Kaiser of Wichita. The Sheriff's Office investigating this death as a homicide, identifying the suspect as 40-year-old Darnell Coleman of Wichita. Anyone with information about Coleman's whereabouts or the murder can call 911, the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 267-2111. A Wichita man ordered to pay back the government for his court-appointed attorney. This after authorities discovered that he bought a luxury car while his case was pending.
U.S. Attorney Tom Beals said in a news release that a federal judge Tuesday ordered Anthony Beasley to pay the federal treasury $34,640, the amount Beasley paid on a 2015 Audi. Beasley was sentenced earlier this month to just over 5 years in prison on gun and drug charges. He had said he was indigent and was given a court-appointed attorney during his case. Following sentencing, it was discovered that while the case was pending, Beasley spent $76,715 on the Audi. On his credit application, he said he had a monthly income of $10,000, not counting his wife's income. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have made an arrest in an animal cruelty case that occurred 3 weeks ago in the 1800 block of North Arkansas. A A man called 911 reporting a van dropped something off in the alley behind his home. He said he went to see what it was, found a brown female pit bull that was nearly starved to death. He took the animal to a vet's office. That animal is recovering. Officer Charlie Davidson says police received a number of tips concerning the case after it was made public, which did help the investigation.
As investigators were investigating, they learned the original 911 caller was actually the owner of the dog. This led to further investigation, which led to charges of misdemeanor animal cruelty and making a false police report. The suspect will be appearing in court.
If someone has an animal that they're not able to care for, the proper way to get help is to call a local veterinarian for guidance or the Kansas Humane Society. The vice chair of Donald Trump's Commission on Election Integrity is looking to retain individual states' control on elections and how they're executed. Here's Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach.
According to the U.S. Constitution, the states are in charge of registering voters, and they are the primary authority in charge of the time, place, and manner of elections. So, you know, I think ultimately whatever is done has to be done at the state level. And so we're looking at best practices across the country.
According to Kobach, those best practices shouldn't be implemented through a federal mandate. Kobach says any actions the commission may take are more about making the numbers of voter fraud cases more transparent rather than creating just one blanket policy. Major League Baseball's World Series is going to one final Game 7.
For the fourth time in 7 years, the World Series will be decided in a seventh game. The LA Dodgers won a must-win Game 6 Tuesday night here at Dodger Stadium, 3-1 against the Houston Astros. The Fall Classic is tied. The Houston Astros struck first in Game 6. George Springer hit his fourth home run of the World Series for a 1-0 Astros lead. But in the bottom of the sixth, Chris Taylor doubled to score a run, and then Corey Seager hit a sacrifice fly. One inning later, Jock Peterson hit his third home run of the World Series off Joe Musgrove. The Dodgers held on for a 3-1 victory, setting up the winner-take-all Game 7 Wednesday night right here at Dodger Stadium. In Los Angeles, I'm Jared Max, Fox News.
We'll have some more details on the World Series coming up in sports in just a few minutes. We'll also tell you about experiments on dogs that are really making some folks very upset. KNSS News Time is 8:06. It's 8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. U.S. businesses added 235,000 jobs in October. That's according to a private survey. Partly reflects a rebound from the previous month when hiring was held back by multiple hurricanes. Payroll processor ADP says last month's gain, it was the largest in 7 months. An online uproar over taxpayer dollars going to experiments on dogs.
More than 230,000 people have signed an online petition calling for an end to research done on golden retrievers at Texas A&M University. Students there say the dogs are bred to come down with muscular dystrophy in experiments that are cruel and scientifically useless. The lead researcher is Joe Cornegy, whom the students say has been doing this type of research for over 30 years and hasn't found anything. Videos online show dogs struggling to walk as their muscles are destroyed by the disease. But the school is defending the research, saying the dogs are treated with great care. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is Wednesday, November 1st. We're down to the final 2 months of the year. And as we enter into this new month, let's take a look at the traffic and what's going on the streets of Wichita today.
Stalled out vehicle causing a bit of a traffic hazard northbound on I-135. This is at 13th Street, just past the exit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And we take a look at the weather forecast here on the first day of the month. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Good morning. The system that brought us clouds and cooler weather yesterday has moved out. And with a clearing sky, we'll be warming to about 63 later on this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds may stick around and not as cool. Our low 45. On Thursday, a cool front pushes in during the afternoon. And ahead of that, we should get to about 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have partly cloudy sky, breeze out of the south. It is 39 degrees. KNSS News Time is 8:11 with Steve and Ted. Yesterday morning, we spoke with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers live in New York City on a lighthearted topic of Halloween. Now today, we talk with her again, but a much more serious topic of a terror attack in New York City that killed 8 and injured 11. And Tanya, yesterday afternoon, we got shaken out of our routine with a terror attack in New York City, similar to ones that we've seen in Europe in recent years.
Yes, this is one of the things that ISIS has been, you know, recruiting its members to do, and it's you know, followers, lone wolf or otherwise. They, you know, urge them to get a vehicle and run it into people. I mean, just that simple. We've seen it in large crowds in France. We've seen it in pedestrian malls in Germany. There have been other ones as well, usually targeted at large groups of people. We even saw, you know, something kind of like this in Times Square several months ago when a guy, you know, ran his car up a sidewalk for three blocks and mowed down people, killed an 18-year-old woman, finally was stopped by metal stanchions that they put for safety in, you know, on sidewalks, especially around Midtown Manhattan now. And then you have this one. It kind of actually makes you sort of rethink the way that you see these things, because normally, like I said, we're looking for and we're thinking it's in the back of our mind, okay, they might target a large group of people. Mm-hmm. This was a bike path. Now, granted, it's in a well-traveled and popular area. This is the Tribeca area on the west side of Manhattan near the Hudson River. It was a beautiful day yesterday. This is a bike path I've been down, actually, more than one occasion in that area. And it's popular with tourists and New Yorkers alike. There's a lot of people who work in that area, live down there. It's right near the Ground Zero area. And there are schools in that area. Matter of fact, there's a high school right where this truck came to rest yesterday, actually. And there are other schools in that area. A lot of people don't really usually think about Manhattan and, you know, schools, but they're all over the place. And this was right about the time school got out. It could have been a whole lot worse, but, boy, it was horrific as it was.
And this is a guy that, an Uzbek national, perhaps living in New Jersey, rented the truck that he used in yesterday's attack. And I understand, Tanya, a possible link to ISIS with this guy, too.
Yes. Apparently there was a note found, a handwritten note pledging his allegiance to ISIS. That is, you know, one of the reasons that they were pretty quick to name this a terror attack. This guy was shot a couple of times, I believe, in the abdomen by a New York City police officer who'd apparently been called to that area about 30 minutes beforehand, from what we understand, maybe to one of the schools in that area, I believe. But he happened to be in the right place at the right time and stopped this and shot the guy, you know, when he got out of his vehicle and started waving around what they thought were, you know, pistols. Like I said, he drove down this bike path. To call it a path is kind of misleading, because it's a pretty wide area. It runs parallel to the West Side Highway, which carries a lot of traffic.
Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We appreciate your information there in New York City this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers joining us live from New York City, talking about yesterday's terror attack and the possible link to ISIS with that perpetrator who was shot and critically wounded by police. And Tanya gave us some details about that as well. Thanks for joining us today. That is Tanya J. Powers live with us this morning, Fox News Radio from New York City. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on the first day of the month on Wednesday, November 1st. Among the songs that Engelbert Humperdinck covers on his new albums are one by modern singers Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran. Humperdinck puts his spin on the Sheeran song Photograph and on Mars' song Just the Way You Are. Also does a version of the Willie Nelson song Crazy, and he does a duet with his 9-year-old granddaughter. Humperdinck made the album The Man I Want to Be as a love letter to his wife of 53 years. She is suffering from Alzheimer's. That'll come out right around Thanksgiving. If you're into that, new album coming out from Engelbert Humperdinck.
Wow, kind of a different take.
I believe,
new songs.
Yeah, I believe last time I saw him was on an episode of The Love Boat.
That's been 40, a while.
40 years ago, yeah.
Been a little bit.
Still getting it done. Still making music. Lawmakers in New York City voting to legalize dancing in bars.
Right.
They had to repeal a 91-year-old law that banned boogieing at most city night spots.
What is this, Footloose?
I'm not sure how well enforced that law has been over the years.
And probably fairly unevenly, I imagine.
The anti-dancing law was first enacted in 1926, prohibiting dancing in bars and restaurants that don't have a cabaret license. See, once again, it's the government.
Right.
You have to have a license from the government if you want to dance.
Right.
Critics said the cabaret law originated, well, it's also some say it was a racist attempt to police the jazz clubs in Harlem in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Which continued to be enforced in some ways or not. So, and to raise money, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. The measure now goes to the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio. He said he supports it. Nightlife advocates hail the measure. Very few of the city's 25,000 eating and drinking establishments currently have that cabaret license. Fewer than 100, not even triple digits.
Right.
So there are still some places that for some
that
reason
go for the license.
Are ponying up and paying for the license. Not sure why. It does require approval from multiple city agencies, so it's part of the bureaucracy as well.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of folks have their hands in something that just does not matter at all.
Imagine this is one of those things where if a place got written up for this and got a ticket or got closed down or suspended, you'd find that there was some other reason behind
this. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
no matter what it was.
Which we usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tribal lawmakers have said no. It's a multi-million dollar project to build an aerial tram to take paying visitors to a riverside boardwalk in the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
They're turning it into Six Flags. But the vote has been no now. The Navajo Nation Tribal Council voted 16-2, pretty overwhelming there, during a special session opposing this legislation. First time the full council took up the measure since it was introduced last year. The proposal got a pretty chilly reception even before yesterday's lengthy debate. Some people concerned about public safety demands, others questioning a requirement that the tribe would help pay for the infrastructure improvements in the remote area of a riverside boardwalk and an aerial tram at the Grand Canyon. How long before somebody puts a casino along that riverside boardwalk?
Oh, there's all sorts of things.
Now, the vote was 16-2 against, so it doesn't have any traction yet, but it doesn't mean it won't at some point. It is 8:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on Wednesday, the 1st of November. And we do flip the calendar to November for one more day of the baseball season. It's Game 7 of the World Series tonight. To finish it off, who will win one more game tonight between the Astros and the Dodgers to see who wins the World Series? Last night, we had a special broadcast of Game 6 that you heard right here on KNSS. I was out and about last night listening to a lot of that game right here on KNSS for the World Series. Dodgers-Astros. Dodgers had to win to keep the series alive. Here's some of the action from the Dodgers radio network.
Jansen to Beltran. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dodgers win 3-1, and tomorrow night there will be a seventh game of the World Series.
It's all tied up at three games apiece. There's never been a World Series Game 7 at historic Dodger Stadium until tonight. The Astros have never won a World Series, 56 years in existence. The Dodgers last won the World Series 29 years ago. It's been a while. Live pregame coverage of Game 7 of the World Series is at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will start at about 7 o'clock, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. KFH last night, you heard college men's basketball. It was an exhibition game between third-ranked Kansas and the Gorillas of Pittsburgh State up in Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. Let's get an update from the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney.
The Kansas Jayhawk men's basketball team won its exhibition home opener on Tuesday night on Halloween 100-54. Kansas opened on a 26-3 run to start the game and wound up winning it in blowout fashion by 46 behind five players in double-figure scoring. Malik Newman led the way with 19 on 70% shooting for KU. Sviatoslav Mikhailuk added 18 points on three threes.
Nice win for the Jayhawks by 46 points in an exhibition game over the Gorillas in Lawrence last night. We'll be talking Chiefs football tonight right here on KNSS. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS right here. Good discussion tonight. Include a wrap-up of Monday's win over the Denver Broncos and looking ahead to Sunday's game at the Dallas Cowboys. Tune in tonight, 7 o'clock, the Chiefs Kingdom Show. High school boys soccer state quarterfinals were held on Halloween last night. In Class 5A, Bishop Carroll and Cape and Mount Carmel both advanced to the Final Four in boys soccer. And among the smaller schools, McPherson and Andover Central both win to advance to the Final Four. high school football last night at the opening round of the playoffs for Class 3A teams, and Heston among those who win. Heston with a home win over Hutchinson Trinity, 47-6 in a matchup of teams with winning records. Heston, the Swathers, move on into the regionals of the Sweet 16 with a record of 7-3. And in the NBA last night, the Phoenix Suns win on the road in Brooklyn, 122-114. Coming off the bench for the Suns, former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Josh Jackson with 8 points and 6 rebounds as the Suns get their first road win of the season. Josh Jackson helping them out. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It is now 8:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Traffic and weather is coming up. And law enforcement isn't doing enough to protect Americans, says Sean Hannity. More comments on that during the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!